Khan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. Mark Sapulsa joins us right now from the Channel 9 headquarters.
Yes.
Bradley Place. We have your new colleague and associate intern, Ben Bradley, here with us.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sapulsa.
I just texted you and said, before you leave, stop in my office. But
forget it. You're gone. I'm downtown. You want to meet me?
Yeah. He already described what you have in your refrigerator.
Yeah, he's very disappointed, by the way, in your refrigerator that there's no meat, not enough protein.
There's actually a deceptive amount of protein. Mm-hmm. I think meat eaters don't really understand.
That's true. I would agree with you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Quinoa, yeah, beans.
We get a lot.
Avocado.
Americans get way too much protein.
Oh, here we go.
Very gassy with the quinoa and the beans. I don't think I could do that.
I did tell him, though, the shelves of my office are full of chips, I got coffee, I got smokes, condoms, I got the whole bit.
Yeah, he did tell me that yesterday. Like, all righty, welcome to the old number 9.
He's got it all set up just in case it's end of days.
Yeah. Well, what was fun, too, is I left, he opens his desk drawer and he's like, you need a scratch-off ticket? I got scratch-off
right
tickets.
Right, and actually, these pay in wind. Anyway,
not all of them do.
So this is very exciting because one of the things that has always been very impressive about Channel 9 is its dedication, and this goes back to even John Drury. Yep. Their dedication to investigative journalism.
That's true.
At Channel 9.
Yes,
and this has been for 40 years. It has been an important thing.
I've actually seen some old film here in the old number 9 of some of John's stories, and it's incredible.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it is.
I'd love to see that. Yeah,
I would too.
And that was a big draw for me to make the move from 7 to GN was, Chicago's very own is more than just a slogan, and they have the time and commitment to do not just investigations but also longer form stories.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you sneak a 9-minute story on the air once, Mark?
10.
And then when would that happen, right? At some of the other stations.
Exactly. You're right. Ben, I think in November we might have had two in a row, 9 and 9:30. Right. And that you can't do that at other TV stations.
No, and the answer when they want to cut your piece is always, well, Skilling gets 15 minutes. Really? Can I get 9?
That's right.
That's true.
I take dinner break during Skilling broadcasts, and I come back just in plenty of time.
Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of, but when you got a Tom Skilling, you're able to do a thing like that. I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches at Channel 9.
Well,
it really is.
And as Ben will learn, it is the house that Tom built.
It really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I walk through the hallways. There are literally every single hallway has a giant picture of Tom Skilling. I put it on my Instagram today because I was people think it's the house that Tom built, but you walk in there and you're reminded it's the house that Tom built.
Sorry, Larry Robin. It's Tom that built the house, okay?
That's right. I love Tom.
Well, not according to them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna have a good time over there, and there's a commitment, and this is the point. And, you've got great producers too, investigative producers that were doing, and there's a great tradition of that as well. John Drury's report. I'll tell you, this is an interesting a little side note story. John Drury's investigative producer in the 1970s. Into the 1980s was a guy named Jim Edwards, who went on to run Walter Jacobson's unit at Channel 2 after that. And then he went to radio to become Jake Hartford. He passed away a few years ago.
Nice.
But
how about that?
He was the guy that really did the Drury, the biggest hard-hitting stuff. And people, always kind of John Drury, when he went to Channel 7, they were like, well, they're not going to really use him for that anymore. And they just wanted to be an anchor because he was a long-time Chicago anchor, and he looked like everybody's grandpa.
Well, he's an icon, too.
Right.
People loved him. Mm-hmm.
But he was a really hard-hitting reporter, too.
He was. He was. Mm-hmm. And you see it in these reports that, they've scrounged up a few times here and there, and it's extremely impressive.
I mean,
it's stuff that you didn't see until, Skippy started to do it later.
Skippy. Don't call him Skippy.
I don't like it when you call me Skippy. Didn't you work for Walter?
Yes, he did. I did. I worked under Jim under Jim Edwards. That's how he ended up becoming Jake Hartford.
Yeah.
But it was...
he had to change his name after working with you and Walter.
Well, you know what? You want the true story?
What?
This is a really great story. So I was working at CBS. I worked at WMEQ Radio first, and then we all, that turned into All News. I then moved over to Channel 2. So I'm working at Channel 2. I'm working with Walter Jacobson, and WLS Radio was going on the air as a talk format. Mm-hmm. And they called me, and they're like, hey, we want you, because we like what you did at MAQ. Can you come over and do a weekend show for us? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sure. So I said yes. Well, I had to audition. Then they said, yeah, you can have the mm-hmm. job. And then I went to my bosses at Channel 2, and I'm like, hey, you know, can I do this on the weekends? Like, oh, no. No. That's ABC, where CBS can't do it. Oh, I'm like, what? Wow. It's not. First of all, you're not paying me that much money to begin with. And these guys are paying me that much money, but this is, you know, I can really use it. My, you know, my daughter was young, and it was like, right. This is like, it was a big differential. Mm-hmm. You know, I could go from the princely sum of $24,000 to $32,000, and that meant a lot of, you know.
And you wouldn't have to park Walter's car anymore between the 6 and
10. No, Walter just parked his car, actually, sometimes in the lobby at Channel 2.
You'd have to move it.
Yeah. No.
No, no,
because he'd lose the keys. That was a whole other issue. So,
and that's actually a true story.
That is a
Chicago cop once who was like, oh, yeah, I used to work down by McClurg Cart. Uh-huh. We always would think about ticketing Jacobson's car when at 9:56 it would be up on the curb.
On the sidewalk. Yeah. He'd park it on the sidewalk in front of the entrance of Channel 2. That's a true story. So I just decided to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And I just did it, and it took them a year to figure out. I was using my name. It took a year for them to figure out that I was
your ratings on the weekends. I
think that, and also the incredible dedication of the newsroom at Channel 2.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But there were a couple guys that, like, you know, we had some great old producers there who were like, yeah, I know that's you.
Right.
Like, what gave it away? My name? Which part?
Yeah, exactly.
But they, and then I worked with Jim Edwards there. And so he wanted to come on, mm-hmm. and he thought it would be really funny to be like my sidekick on the overnight shows that I was starting to do. And so we came up with the name Jake for the, that was the name of our unit. It was mm-hmm. the Jake unit at Channel 2.
Yeah.
And then Hartford was his dog.
Huh.
Oh, that's great.
Perfect.
So,
and then they never found out.
And they never figured him out.
No.
They never,
really?
I mean, for years.
Because he had a distinctive voice.
Yeah, but he also was a guy that was like, he was a true investigative reporter. He was one of those guys that was always in a trench coat, mm-hmm. and, you know, the darkness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one wanted to touch him because he would get things done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a case where we had a cameraman who needed to get a passport, didn't have a passport, and he was going down to South America to do a cocaine trafficking story mm-hmm. with Jim Avila. And the guy and Jim was able to get him a passport in 2 hours.
Oh, God.
And it was like, and no one asked any questions.
Yeah.
Right? It was one of those kinds.
Well, he opened his trench coat, and there were like five passports on one side and watches on the other. Right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that legal?
No. Those are some pretty halcyon days in investigative journalism. And still, there is stuff being, and if it were not for that, I mean, that's kind of the thing that you got to stop and think about. This mm-hmm. is going on now in our world. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of fake news and all the other things that are happening here, and the dizzying spectacle of so many different opinion-based stories as opposed to fact-based stories, the true investigative journalists are, you know, it's an important role, and it's a critically, critically important to get it right.
It is. And you think about the history of journalists being watchdogs, and when you get strapped in with, you know, time constraints and having to do so much in a day, it's difficult to really dig deep and do the research it needs to in order to unearth something meaningful and something that is often, you know, it affects the lives of people in our community. Mm-hmm. And so when you get the time to do it, Ben and Mark, it's like, I just love what you guys produce and put on the air, and I'm thankful that, you know, news organizations value that.
It's expensive.
It is.
Flat out is, but it is worth it. And, you know, obviously I'm preaching to the choir, and getting Ben aboard is a perfect solution to the WGN Investigates newsroom, because producer Marcia Bartel and I and Lourdes Duarte have been slogging away on, you know, as many as we possibly can. But, you know, Marcia's got a drawer full of brilliant ideas or tips.
She showed
She's
it
amazing.
To me today. I mean, this thing
literally,
is bursting.
Literally.
She's amazing.
Yeah. And the fact that we were able to snare Ben, bring him over, and you know, make him WGN Investigates. He brings his stuff with. I mean, it's going to be a marvelous thing, a marvelous marriage. But trust me, you know, we need the help, because there are tips out there that we can't get to, because, you know, there's only a few of us doing it.
Right. And that's the thing, is you do have to kind of run down all the tips regardless.
Yeah.
And believe me, I think we all know it.
Some of them don't lead anywhere.
Some of those tips are not as good as others, I think is the way to put it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
They asked me today at GN, they said, oh, do you want a new phone number? You want a company phone? I said, every crazy in Chicago has my number. I can't give it up.
Yeah.
They'll have no one to call.
Yeah. How about this one? I got here, and they gave me a landline. So I've got my regular cell that I've had for years. They gave me a landline. I come from Fox 32. Okay, here's your number, Mr. Sapalsa. It is 883-3232. And that's honest to God my number. So anybody has a tip, 773-883-3232
is
my WGN tip line.
That's so great.
Yeah, on a niner.
Mm-hmm. Mark, thank you for being so gracious to me. You've been awesome.
Ben.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if you told Ro and Anna, but, you know, this all part of this started when Ben and I were working at the RNC in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And a little bird told me, Mr. Bradley's contract is up soon. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say as much as
I was about to say.
What the hell are you doing?
And I said,
wouldn't it be great if we could just get together sometime? Well, I don't know. Maybe we can. Maybe we can't. I have no idea.
Well, and
That's the end of that story.
I said to my boss, I think you ought to look into this. And so, you know, eventually one thing led to another. Nothing was illegal. Everything was up and above board. And, you know, it was a match made in heaven.
Yeah. I you will get 12% of my salary, Mark. Thank you very much. My agent fee.
Let's just say
I kicked
Mrs. O'Leary's cow's can over, and then the fire started.
But is it true that the bosses?
I got to say something here. As a former investigative producer myself, I don't think we should be having this conversation.
No, absolutely not. But is it true, Mark, that the bosses at Channel 9, after they hired me yesterday, went to you and said, okay, we did what you told us to do, what you recommended. If this screws up, it's on you, Sapalsa.
That is a fact.
First day does something wrong. Yeah. We're coming to you, Mark.
We can say that. Yeah. I just made a suggestion a while ago, and then I stayed out of it. And then yesterday, the boss came to me and basically said, all right, we did it. Don't screw this up. It's on you.
Ouch, that's a high standard to raise.
How about that? So Bradley's got to produce, otherwise I'm in trouble.
Okay, no pressure, Bradley.
No, Bartell's waiting for him, the producer Bartell, and they're ready to go at it. It's good stuff.
This portion of the Ro Con Show with Anna DeFontes has been interrupted by the Tribune Media attorneys on advice of counsel.
Listen, you're the guy that took the radio job against legal will.
Right. It appeared on another station.
Exactly. For a year.
Not to.
For a year.
I mean, what? You're
and,
Mr. Rules?
By the way, the statute of limitations is not over there either. So
so we're all going down together,
so we're all
baby.
Good.
Mr. Tom Skilling will be joining us with his weather forecast coming up right after this.
All right. Congratulations, you guys. It's going to be. This is a moment in Chicago. There's so much going on. There's so many. And I mean, you saw it. Right. I mean, you know, Mark, I don't know if you won Emmys for this, but you certainly should have. Mm-hmm. You know, the Glinowitz stuff that you did where you basically blew that thing wide open. Mm-hmm. And so many other. I mean, because remember what happened during the first moments?
Oh, yeah. There was so many facts out there that just didn't pan out.
On Glinowitz?
Yeah, on Glinowitz. Yeah. And then you had to, you know, sort of. You know, go deeper and you know, unravel that and peel away that oven, the onion, or the oven too, either way.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those, you know, we do need to have that. And I know as much as people decry the media and you got the president-elect saying, you know, it's like, you know, he's got a term for us, you know, that it's, you know, that we're deceitful or that we're not telling the truth because if he doesn't like a story, well, you know, that's... just because you don't like a story doesn't mean it's not true.
That's right.
Right.
That's the bottom line of this whole thing. Going back to what you guys started to say about investigative reporting and the expense of it, mm-hmm. I think people feel like it's free. It's out there. It's it's on my computer. I can read it. It's coming to me free. I'm telling you, folks, and they probably should know this if they don't already know it, but the best stuff you're reading that is true on the web was garnered by some very, very hard work and probably expensive project by a newspaper reporter or a TV reporter or a radio reporter somewhere in the world, and then it became headlines that USA Today or somebody stole. And so, trust me, it takes manpower and gumshoe to get it done.
And it's not just at the national level where facts get challenged. Locally in Chicago, you know, we run into a lot of spin, and you got to be able to sort it out.
No. From City Hall?
No,
no,
never.
From Springfield,
no,
maybe?
No, that doesn't
even
happen. No.
Those red light and speed cameras, they're to protect the children.
I want to tell you something, Ben.
This is when he sits down with Rahm Emanuel.
I could hit you so hard it would kill your entire family, your neighborhood, and your children's school.
Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay, go ahead. Take your best shot. All right, well, tonight, what's coming up on the WGN TV News at 9?
You know, we'll have more on the four charge that we talked about at 3 o'clock or 3:30 here on WGN as the Chicago police superintendent had the news conference on that Facebook Live video, which, by the way, Facebook has taken down. If you share it, I think if you share it properly, Facebook will allow it. But if you're using it for exploitation purposes, Facebook has dropped it, pulled it from their ranks. We'll talk about that and also what's ahead for these four who will appear in court tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, this is. They've become an international face.
Yes,
I mean, we were getting calls from England last night.
Yeah,
about this.
I believe
this.
It.
It's a crazy, crazy, crazy story. And again, another reason we need to have that. You know, Chicago's in the spotlight for the wrong reasons, and we have to have good journalism about exactly what's going on here that causes situations like this.
Congratulations, Ben Bradley.
Thank you, Mark Spelsa.
Ben,
appreciate it.
Thanks. Condolences, Mark.
Put some meat in his fridge.
Oh, absolutely. Tom delivers a dead fish. I'm going to put an entire pork loin in Sapelsa's fridge.
Right. Unwrapped. It's like bleeding all over his quinoa.
And unplug the fridge.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Oh,
what is that smell?
All right.
Mr. Skilling is going to join us in the second half of this hour. But first, Judy Pilak's got news coming up, and we got all the rest of the stuff. In the meantime, Violetta Pottermedic has got WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, does she not?